We've been looking at Asma'ul Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and concentrating on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today we will look at the ism Al-Hamid, the praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatir, that Surah number 35, Ayah 15 says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Antumul fuqara ila Allah. You're the ones who stand in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Allah is self-sufficient and He is the praised one. The root word of al-hamid is hamd, which means praise. And therefore He is the most praiseworthy. He is the one praised by all existence. Praising in essence is honoring with respect and thankfulness the one who gives infinitely. All that exists praise Allah with their tongues, with their actions, or simply by their very existence. He is the only one who is worth of devotion, respect, of thankfulness, and of praise. How can one praise another than He in His presence, while all is from Him? He is the source of all gifts, all perfection. Let's just ponder for a minute. He's given us life, a beautiful form, strength, intelligence, language, so many wonders directly. He's given us further gifts through the hands of other people or the mediation of His other creatures. These gifts praise Allah. The ones through whom these gifts came praise Allah. Should we not praise Him? The human being invented the computer, which works and speaks and writes and communicates and captures the forms and sounds of things. The machine itself in doing these things praises its inventor. And therefore it is in this way that all nature praises Allah with His existence and its function. The people who use and benefit from the computer praise its inventor. So then how can we not praise our Creator at every step? Remember, He is also the inventor of the praises Himself. And He is not in need of the praise of any other. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah 17, Ayah 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُصَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. The seven heavens declare His glory, and the earth too, and those who are in them. And there is not a single thing that glorifies Him with His praise, but you do not understand their tasbih, their hamd. Surely He is forbearing, He is forgiving. If we could understand the hymn that is within a power of, for example, a plant like a sunflower, which in its movement follows the movement of the sun, and the selenotrope, the movement of the moon, if we could hear it, it would be hamd. So, how do I apply it to myself? Psychoethically, it's being able to say Alhamdulillah with everything, not taking any credit for good, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives us life, form, strength, intelligence and speech. Continually saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen again and again and again. Allah in His rahmah and generosity has ordered us to perform certain duties for our own good and to be able to escape from certain evils for our own peace and salvation. When we perform these duties at their appointed times, we receive both material and spiritual benefits. To be able to do hamd for those orders, for being one who has been able to get those orders, to be able to have absorbed them. After salah, not to say, oh, now I feel like I've done something that I had to do. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for giving me the opportunity to get an audience with you. The greatest of sins is kufr or denial. Denial is the opposite of praise. Imagine the benefactor of a community who's helped everyone, from whom everyone had equally profited, and on whom the life and harmony of that society depends. If anyone insulted the benefactor denied his good deeds, what would the community that loved and respected him do? They'd be angry. Even though the person had not done any harm to the people directly, the people of the community would not like him, would hate him because he has insulted the benefactor. They would consider the harm done to all of them. That is how, if one who denies Allah's existence, criticizes his orders, or minimizes his qualities and doings, then he is looked down upon not only by other human beings, but by all creation. Hamd is in everything. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Abdul Hamid is one to whom Allah manifests itself with his most beautiful names. The best hamd that we can do is not only just saying it with our tongues, but being able to adapt all these qualities in our lives. For the best praise for someone is when you follow what they've been doing or what they've been asking you to do. If one recites Ya Hamid 99 times after your Fajr Salah, Allah will enlighten your day. He will beautify your words and actions, inshallah, and you will be counted amongst those who are loved by Him and by His creation. If you find somebody does not have discipline in speech and uses foul language and you cannot combat it, write Ya Hamid on a cup, even with your fingers inside the cup, pour water into it, and drinking from that will refine their speech or your speech or whoever it concerns, inshallah ta'ala.